Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Today we start a brand new series, and we're going to dive right into the deep waters of the secular pool here as we look at gender. And today I give a fairly quick overview of what's happening in the culture, from Hollywood to department stores even. Evidently, they've got something to say on this issue, believe it or not. The Boy Scouts of America, they're changing policies because apparently the word boy is now offensive. In today's podcast, we'll discuss several things. Number one, how did this issue of gender become so complicated? Number two, why is it so complicated? And number three, why should you care? Today's lesson is titled, The Audacity of a Genderless Society. So this lesson is on the theology of the human body. We're going to talk about gender. So after learning about Adam, Ish, and Isha, let's now turn our attention to something more specific with gender. This is obviously a pretty big issue in our day and time right now. Anybody recognize who that is? Unfortunately, you do. Who is it? Wow. So that is a photo of Miley Cyrus. She identifies herself as a pansexual. A pansexual. A USA article featured Miley Cyrus talking about the future of gender. And then a gentleman by the name of Michael Bronsky, he's a women's studies professor at Harvard, he's quoted as saying, well, you know, we as humans, nothing's really simple. And he's talking about gender. There's not really a simplicity to gender at this point. So you can see her shirt there. It says, gender is over. The retailer Target is determined to make things not simple as well. They have pulled the words boys and girls from the toy aisles. And basically, they are essentially, they're removing all the labeling. So anything that identifies a boy's toy for boys or a girl's doll, for example, for girls, that labeling has been removed. Time magazine also proclaims that kids will play with gender-neutral toys. That's what they want. They want boys and girls to play with whatever a gender-neutral toy is. Yeah, they still call them action figures and dolls. Yeah. But, you know, it's been my experience as I watch that boys will play with dolls as long as they can make a weapon out of it.
Yep. Nothing wrong with that.
As long as I can throw it at you or stab you, I can play with a girl's toy. The Boy Scouts of America is now allowing transgender children who identify as boys into a boys-only program. The Boy Scouts had previously held a policy that relied on the gender listed on the child's birth certificate for entrance into the program. They've revised their policy, and now all they do is look at the application that the parents fill out.
So, on his tie, he's got the rainbow, clip or bolo, whatever you want to call it. So, has the Boy Scouts of America, have they, like, endorsed this or something? Because I remember a number of years ago, they were fighting to the end about letting, for example, homosexuals be den leaders or something, and they lost.
They lifted their ban on homosexuality in July of last year. So you can see, someone mentioned in the last class, the slippery slope that we see here, right? With this particular organization. Now, it's comical. This is the Boy Scouts of America. Okay? You guys are in seminary, praise God. The divinity schools at Duke and Vanderbilt universities, they have instructed their professors to start using more inclusive language when referring to God, because the masculine pronouns are just, well, they're too masculine. So they don't like God being God the Father. These are divinity schools from Duke and Vanderbilt. We talked about Facebook last month. Back in 2014, Facebook gave an option of 58 different genders, right? Now it's limitless. You can create, customize your own gender. I think it's important to understand, when I say the word identify, that means that I simply think that I'm something that I'm not. Now, some of you may be thinking, all right, Dustin, come on. Isn't this really a stupid fad that's just going to blow over? I mean, we're talking about Facebook. We're talking about Miley Cyrus.
You said something really impactful to me last month. You said in 5 to 10 years, we got to be ready, especially at our churches, because it might not always happen on the street, but they might start coming to churches looking for answers, having, you know, this emptiness that they sought through this sexual sin that just couldn't, you know, satisfy what they were looking for.
Absolutely.
I think that's huge.
And that's a big part of this lesson, is understanding when people take the t-shirts off and there's no hope in thinking that I'm a woman when I'm really a man. And we're going to see that at the end of this lesson. Guys, there is one answer to all of this that we're talking about. And that is the hope of Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior God. Period, the end. And when they come into your churches, are you prepared to be the one that can point them to Jesus? I really do believe that it's that close as we talk about this stuff. Across the pond, the BMA, the British Medical Association, has said pregnant women should not be called expectant mothers anymore. And the reason for that is because it could offend transgender people. I wish I could make this stuff up. Fiction can't write this stuff. Read the quote. A large majority of people that have been pregnant or have given birth identify as women. This is coming from the British Medical Association. All right, so let's talk about the theology.
So, Matt, you see the BMA's logo?
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
The Pazuli.
Serpent.
Well, it's amazing, isn't it?
Oh.
What's the logo, guys?
The Caduceus.
It's Moses is raising the serpent on the staff.
Wow. So let's look at Genesis 1:27 again. So God created, who did he create? Adam. He created Adam, humankind in his own image, in the image of God, he created them. That actually, if you want to get really technical with Hebrew, you can replace that pronoun with it. Male and female, he created them. Male and female. So when we look at this, the male, that word there is zakar. And it simply means being of the masculine sex. The definition of zakar is this term specifically refers to a species that is not female. Zakar also means to remember. A man wants to be remembered for his legacy. A man wants to be remembered for his accomplishments. Woman, Hebrew word, nekeva, simply means being of the feminine sex. The sex that bears eggs or produces young. Once again, this word is a general term that specifically refers to not being male. And just as Zakar, the male, that word means to remember because men want to be remembered for their legacy and accomplishments, this word, nekeva, means hollow or hollow spot. Why would this word mean hollow or hollow spot? Womb. These words are very much referred to, for the lack of a better word, plumbing. The differences between male and female. There's two options. God is a God of simplicity. He specifically created male and female versions of all species. Isn't it amazing how when there are no absolute standards from God, how complicated we as a society, as a government, as educational institutions, how we make things? I mean, think about it. God in His Word tells us from the very beginning that He made people both male and female. That's Zakar and Nikva in the Hebrew. It's Genesis 1:27. There are no other options when it comes to gender. So why are people demanding that they are? Well, it's called sin. And we don't want to admit that there is an all-powerful, all-knowing God who in perfect truth and wisdom has created a perfect order and structure to this world. See, the Apostle Paul in Romans 1, he says it this way, starting in verse 20, "For ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and the sky, and through everything that God made, they can clearly see His invisible qualities, His eternal power, His divine nature. So they've got no excuse for not knowing God. Yes, they knew God, but they wouldn't worship Him as God or even give Him thanks. They began to think up foolish ideas of what God was like, and as a result, their minds became dark and confused. Claiming to be wise, they instead became utter fools. And instead of worshiping the glorious, ever-living God, they worshiped idols made to look like mere people and birds and animals and reptiles." See, God calls this mess that we're in with gender identity, He calls it foolishness. I mean, think deeply about this whole subject. It's crazy. What would happen if you walked into a hospital and told them that you wanted a job because you identified as a surgeon, or you walked into a bank and you gave the teller a $10 bill and you told her that you identify that bill as a $100 bill, or maybe you went to Washington, D.C. and you told the administration that you identified yourself as President of the United States, what would happen? Well, they would haul you off and have you committed to psychiatric help. And yet, we're doing the same exact thing with gender. And here's the deal. Our government is even passing laws regarding and approving of gender identity. So from a biblical perspective, what do we do as Christians? Are we going to pick a fight? No, the fight's already on. So I would encourage you to have this conversation to deepen your belief structure on these issues. Why do you believe what you say you believe? And see, here's the thing. Can you confidently and calmly explain your Bible-based belief structure in love and not in condemnation? Can you explain the biblical perspective that they can't understand? That's what I would encourage you to do, because this conversation, it's not going away anytime soon. Lastly, let me recommend visiting our new website. It's dustindaniels.org. It's got a brand new look to it, and you can access over 200 radio shows and podcasts that deal with all areas of sexuality. You can also email me your questions through the website as well. I'd love to hear from you and address your questions here on the podcast. There's also a new store tab on the site. I've got a 35-day audio devotional that I pray that you consider buying. This thing, it addresses the bondage to pornography. And the reason that it's so critical right now is that we have a pandemic of pornography inside the pews of the church. And I designed this series as an individual study because I know personally of 20 years of being a porn addict myself, a sex addict as well. I know the embarrassment. I know the shame that it brings. I didn't want to talk to anybody. So maybe right now, going to a counselor, going to a pastor, going to a group is not in the cards for you. It's just not the right time. I get that. But this could be the first chapter of your new life in learning how to be sexually pure and having sexual integrity and remaining sexually sober. And let me just say this. This is not about perfection, man. This is about walking slow, starting small, and this is a small thing. All you have to do is listen to 15 to 20 minutes of a lesson each day. It's exactly what you're doing now. And in 1 month, you're going to have an unbelievable concept of what God's design for sex, marriage, and the family is. You're going to learn the triggers to sex addiction or porn addiction. I like to call it a bondage because that's what God calls it. You're going to learn why you've got a propensity towards pornography and why your efforts have not gone well in the past and why they failed. And you're going to learn the only hope for freedom is found in our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's 13 years worth of recovery wrapped up in 35 days for you. So once again, let me encourage you to order it today. Go to dustindaniels.org, click on store, and you can receive 20% off with the promotional code podcast. Well, thank you so much for listening to God, Sex, and You. I'm Dustin Daniels. You can follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. You can email me your questions at dustindaniels.org. The kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk. It's living in God's power. And that power, that Holy Spirit power, comes from the very name and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I pray that you walk worthy today, my friend, as you cling to Jesus. I love you, and I look forward to our time again on Monday. Have a great weekend.